We're doing Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Shin Lamed Aleph. The Magid Midivna is talking about hatred and jealousy. And we're on Shin Lamed Aleph. The Magid Midivna had said that there's a type of jealousy that he described as someone who, for example, is jealous of wealth or wisdom. He's not jealous of the wealthy person or the wise person, but he sees that he has something that he doesn't, and he wants to attain that height. So he's not jealous of that person per se. He's jealous of that asset, be it wisdom or wealth. So that will spur him on to spend time studying because he wants wisdom. So he has no interest in putting down his friend. He has an interest in raising himself. He wants that asset. So he's putting it all under the heading of kinah, of jealousy. But there's a fine line that's crossed when a person is jealous of someone else who has that. He's jealous of the person. He's not jealous of the wealth or the wisdom. If he was really jealous of the wealth, the asset, or the wisdom, then he would work to achieve them. If he's jealous of the person that has them, he says, I don't have what he has. And then what he really desires is that his friend shouldn't have it either. It's not that he wants the asset. It's that he doesn't want his friend to be higher than he is. That's the term we find in Mishnah, or in Tanakh, in Mishle, Ra'ayin. He has a bad eye. He doesn't want someone else to have what he doesn't have. And I would say most of us have that to some degree. And at a time when a person feels his evil inclination accosting him and saying to him, you start feeling like if he weren't flapping his wings, if he wouldn't be rising at such a quick pace, then I would be unique. I would be the top. The only reason I'm not the top is because he's rushing ahead of me. So meaning jealousy is playing its tricks on us. So then strengthen yourself. And respond the way it says in the Haggadah to respond to the wicked son or to that wicked side that's within us. Ve'emolo, and say to yourself, to that part of oneself, who am I so impoverished? You're trying to bring me here to wear this crown, to deny and to steal from my master. I was actually given this great blessing that I exist. There used to be no me, and now I'm here. God took me out of the womb. God brought me up so much. And He's blessed me so much. He gave me wisdom. He gave me His holy Torah. And how, my soul, how do you forget everything God's done on your behalf? How is it that you lift your eyes and say, oh, I'll be even greater. Ani tader, ani velo acher. I'll take pride. There are none but me. Halo yedat ki avicha elyon, baruch hu av rachamimu. You know there's a Father above all of us, our merciful Father, gam re'echa lo leven. And your friend, he's also God's son. You know, we think of ourselves as God's cherished children. But so is he, God's cherished child. The gamhu yigdal, he's also going to grow. Hatov tito talach mititol zulatech. Do you really think God is better off giving it to you, one says to his soul, than someone else? Achar sheyadat kilat kol hanimtzim rakatzon hamamtzi, lamtzi hamalot vashlemut vashem tov, veinam nolim velo sukrim vatzurim mishum adam. You know, God gives us all potential. Anyone who wants can grow. Why am I being jealous of him? It's up to me to grow. Nothing's beyond me. Ki keto Torah munach bekeren zavit. The crown of Torah is sitting in a corner. Kol ha-rotze li-tolu yavo v'itolu. Whoever wants to take it can access it. V'im ken lama tirai neich be'achich. So then why do I look miserably? Why do I look at someone else and say, and I look stingily. If you really feel you don't have enough, one says to his soul, so then ask your master, and he will give you more wisdom, understanding, more talent, more wholeness. Don't look badly at someone else who has more than you. To try and take his crown and wear it yourself. God forbid my soul from doing such a thing. Because the end will be bitter. Because your master hates all those who have an evil eye. If God sees you behaving that way, one says to his soul, then God could actually take away what you have. As the verse says, God is zealous, and if he actually takes revenge, then there's no mercy at that time when God takes his vengeance. And so the Magen Midubne is telling us there are moments when a person has the evil eye, when a person looks at other people and is upset that they have more than he does. And a person has to summarize what we've learned in this chapter to tell himself, you know, it's accessible. You want to attain it, work at it. You don't want to work at it, you're not going to get it, but don't take it away from someone else. You feel like you're not yet there, pray and you will be there. But realize that God is the one who gives gifts, and he doesn't like when people are jealous of other people. So these are tools the Magen Midubne is giving us to focus on bettering ourselves. Because like Ramchal writes, a person goes to his friend's wedding and he feels bitten. There's a minute where he's jealous. Why does he have something I don't? And that's part of human nature. We want what we perceive ourselves as potentially having. And why does someone else have it? So we have to work on ourselves. It's a lifelong task. It's very hard to develop that tov ein, but I can tell you that part of it is also externalizing things. Meaning, sometimes we think that we should begin by focusing internally. Let me change my heart. And in fact, it can begin the other way. As much as we said that by bitachon, faking it is not good, when it comes to this, I think faking it is good. If you can behave like you're happy for other people and speak like you're happy for other people. If someone asks you, how are you? So if you say, I feel terrible. You know, my throat hurt me this morning. I didn't feel like getting out of bed. My head's been pounding all day. Really, you know, it's been a lousy day. Sometimes too hot, sometimes too cold. And how are you? Right. So you don't feel any better. But if someone asks you, how are you? And you say, great, thank God. If you look at what's right in your life, and you can say, wonderful, things are great. It's not that things are perfect. Things are good. So then you'll start appreciating what's good in your life. By speaking positive, we tend to focus on the positive, and then we feel positive, and then we become positive people. By speaking negative, we tend to focus on the negative, and then we feel more negative, and then we become more negative people. So there's this cycle which we can develop by being positive. By talking positively, we ultimately become more positive.